cliffcentral.com.
Hi there, it's Michael Kahn here, and I'm in studio at the CX Innovation and Tech Fest with Brett Lindsay. We are talking about innovation around customer experience and the disruption thereof. How are you, Brett?
I'm well, Mike. How are you doing? That was a very formal start to a Futurology podcast.
It was.
And when you say studio, it's very loosely interpreted as a big auditorium at the Maslow.
Fantastic, though, isn't it? They've given us a whole auditorium. I feel quite special. But Brett, it's been a fantastic 2 days here.
It really has.
And, you know, this is an introduction to all of our guest speakers who have joined us in our makeshift studio, our outside broadcast.
Yep.
And how have you found it, Brett?
It's really insightful. I like the fact that there's a lot of local speakers, all sharing case studies and use cases from local businesses doing things to impact the customer service area within our country.
100%.
And it's great to see that. I mean, we've always known South Africa is a great hotspot for innovation. And it's great to have innovation, but it's another thing to execute it and put it into the workplace. And
absolutely.
There's great things happening in South Africa. So that's encouraging.
And inspiring. But it's also been quite interesting listening to a lot of the comments in the audience. It's really interesting to see a lot of the challenges people are faced around innovation and this world of disruption with technology.
Yeah.
Which is really what we're doing here. It's really about the inspiring part of what we offer as a podcast, as an organization.
For sure.
Getting into organizations and inspiring people to shift their thinking around that.
Yeah, so rather than being afraid of the future, start
Absolutely.
Embracing the possibilities around that change.
Absolutely.
And it's really cool. The great thing about customer experience as a focus is that it's about the people again.
100%. Absolutely. So
it's not technology-led. It's not all these things that are sometimes too big to understand or comprehend. It comes down to the person. It comes down to a real need with real people.
Absolutely.
And we can inspire that change to say, don't fear, embrace that change, let's go.
Absolutely, which is critical. But Brett, do you want to just give us a very brief introduction to what this is all about?
Cool. So in short, it's the CX Innovation and Tech Fest, where they celebrate people, technology, ideas, and innovations that are literally transforming the way businesses make and keep customers. That's the important thing. So it's one thing to get them, but how do you retain them?
Absolutely.
And it's around service. And what is the big talk around CX and what are we doing innovatively? What are we doing things? But it comes down to the fact that we know the world is changing.
Absolutely.
Customers are more demanding. Customer loyalty is decreasing. New technologies are constantly emerging. And it's how do you get your market share? As a business that has a huge consumer base, how do you get that market share? How do you attract them? How do you keep them? How do you seduce them to stay with you or even come across from the dark side? And you've got to make sure that it's the USP that you start to have is around customer experience and the customer service. It's not so much low-cost pricing anymore. It's not high-quality product. It's what is your brand? What is the combination of all of that?
Absolutely.
And there's great discussion happening here at this. And it's round about how technology has become an essential tool to enable a shift in thinking with business to move more into a CX way of life. And, it's really great to see it happening here in Johannesburg.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy this podcast. What we have done is we've changed the format here. So please download this podcast. And the rest of the CX podcasts are available on our Futurology homepage on Cliff Central.
Yeah, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, we have a Twitter handle at Futurology Show. And you can tweet us as much as you like. And we'll be tweeting out some of the shows as well. So follow
Absolutely.
Us.
Fantastic. Enjoy. Hi there, and we are on our next little podcast session here at the Customer Experience Innovation and Tech Fest, and it's been good so far.
I've enjoyed it. I really have. There's been some really great interviews that we've been having. So if this is the first podcast you've listened, there are other podcasts. We've spoken to all the great speakers that have been here.
Absolutely.
At this event.
Absolutely. But we're speaking to Simon Kranswick.
Yes.
And we've practiced his surname, so it's coming.
Yes.
Hey, Simon.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Morning. The managing director of Anana Africa and one of the premium sponsors of this event. Thank you so much for sponsoring this event to make it happen.
No, absolute pleasure. Any opportunity to sponsor an event like this, we'll grab.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Great. Well, tell us more about yourself and Anana Africa.
Okay. So Anana Africa stemmed 4.5 years ago from a company in the UK called Anana Limited, which is 16 years old, heading out of Bristol.
Yeah.
And they're an award-winning company that specializes in customer experience technology deployments.
So
we're technology enablers. I don't profess to be a customer experience consultant or expert, but we certainly pick up a lot of things along the way.
But you've spoken about the 10 new age rules for great customer experience.
Yeah, I guess it's a bit of a misnomer. I should have called them guidelines rather than rules.
Well, do you want to share us with some of the rules or guidelines?
Yeah, I think you know, a lot of them are pretty much rehashing what's been there for quite some time.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Some very important ones. I mean, obviously, you've got to try and engage your customer as best as possible in a consistent fashion.
Yes.
Okay. Across any interaction point.
Absolutely.
So whether it be in the social sphere, whether it be in private 100%. Messaging, whether it be in, you know, normal phone calls or a shop or retail or whatever.
Exactly.
The coin word there is omnichannel. So it's not about omnichannel. That was last year's discussion.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, you know, the important, very important point behind enabling these kind of strategies is that if your employees aren't engaged in the process as well and you aren't taking feedback from them and you aren't growing them, okay, then you're going to have a failed program. And that it's a journey that continues. It's not something that you just do, you know, here's a project, let's implement it, and you've got to keep going. It's a continuous improvement journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there are some quite interesting, you know, technologies that are have come out and come to the fore lately. I think we had the rise of the mobile app. You know, last year and the year before, and I think organizations in South Africa are just really getting their heads around that now. But the worst thing, I mean, any time you introduce a new channel for clients to interact with you by, what you've got to watch for is you don't create yet another silo. So when you call an organization,
how does it
speak
fit into
to them,
what we're already doing?
Yeah, when you email them, when you're on their web chat, okay, because you're interested in a product and then you want to buy something.
Yeah, absolutely.
The person that services you must understand what the context of the last interaction was, and in fact, your whole history with them as an organization.
It drives me crazy
what
when
you
they
bought,
don't.
What you, all that stuff, so you can personalize the interaction.
Yeah.
And that's what's called employee empowerment, because if you don't have that kind of information for them, they can't possibly service you.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Excellent.
Mobile app, sorry, just to finish on that one. Organizations implemented mobile app, but they forgot to, they created another silo. They forgot to integrate it into the back end.
And I like the title of your talk. You mentioned great customer experience. It's no longer just a thing to tick a box and say, cool, we've got customer experience sorted out. It's about how do we make it the best possible experience for our customers. And it's about taking it to that level of quality experience and quality service.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing to help customers that maybe already have ticked a box of customer experience to say, well, let's get to that next level?
Well, quality is a very interesting topic, in fact, and can be quite contentious because, you know, a lot of organizations have these quality processes in place where they listen to calls or in fact, mark interactions on the different text or digital type channels. But these quality assurance people, they only get to see possibly about 0.05% interactions that are happening. And it's a lucky dip packet because you might actually get something that you learn by as an organization, a good interaction or, you know, or a terrible interaction. But most of them are pretty middle of the road. There's a new technology out there now called Interaction Analytics, which processes 100% of all of your calls and 100% of all of your text interactions.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And what it then does is then classifies it based upon what it understands, the phrases that it recognizes, and it pulls it into topics and categories.
Yeah.
So now the people that are interested in the business intelligence around what's going down, they don't have to go and look for calls.
It's not guesswork
anymore.
It
comes from the dashboard. It's brought to you.
Yeah.
You click on it and you can drill down.
Absolutely.
Okay, and find out where your problem areas are.
Exactly. One of the takeaways of your talk is the challenge around the fear of all of this new converging technology, the AI, the bots, and is my job safe? I mean, the people are saying, well, if you're going to get into customer experience automated process, are your call center operators going to even need to be around? What are we doing in terms of that? And what are your thoughts around how technology and people are playing together?
Well, I think, you know, as with any wave, There's no ways you can stop it. Mm. So you actually have to embrace it and put things in the right places to do the right things. And I think humans and technology, well, we work with it all the time, humans and technology. I mean, look at us in 10 years, how we've come from, you know, answering phone calls on a landline to basically we've got our computers in our pockets. That's technology. We could have said, no, we don't want that, but then you would have been left out, you know, in the rural areas still growing.
Scratching heads and wondering why.
So the reality is you have to embrace these things because you'll get left behind as an organization. Yeah. However, don't ever think of it as a replacement for the human being.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, I don't care how intelligent these robots are getting. You know, you'll never replace that emotional quotient and you want to talk to someone, but there are a lot of things that bots can do in a customer journey that can take over. So let's think of a couple of examples. You're a home loans company, your call center's not open during the evening hours.
Which is the
only time people are looking for home loans. So what do you do? You go to the website, they've got a little calculator there for you and all that. But if you're proactive, you could have a little chat bot that comes up and says, hey, listen, notice you're busy looking at something. Yeah. How can I help you? I'm actually a machine. I understand that. But how can I help you? I can help you.
And I'll get someone to call you tomorrow.
Using natural language.
Well, I'm actually interested in opening a home loan. Okay. So you realize there's quite a lot of paperwork that needs to be done. You need this and this. You need your ID, So make sure you've got all of those things together. Yeah. And then can we phone you back?
Is this a real experience you're going through? Because you're starting to get quite excited.
Oh, yes. No, this happens. I mean, some Aussie banks in Australia are doing this. So it's a text bot. Yeah. It's a text bot.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's laborious, that task. I mean, I've just finished buying a house now, and it's such a pain in the ass because you don't just go to the first financial institution you find. You're going to go shop around, and you have to try and do this each time.
Yeah.
And if one of those processes was just that little bit better, it would stick in your head and be like, you know, there might be a little bit more, but that was flipping great. Like, it's more about that.
Exactly. So there's definitely a place for bots. Look at the stuff with, you know, our regulatory stuff around data protection and Poppy Act and all that kind of
100%.
Stuff. You know, you should never, ever give your credit card details on the phone to anyone on the phone. If it needs to be done, okay, to organize a promise to pay or whatever, And you can do it using a bot, which is absolutely 100% secure. Okay, then
how do I know it's a bot though?
Because you should actually tell people.
They're like pilots and crossword trainers. They'll tell you.
But seriously, because I could be sitting there saying, "Hello, I'm Michael. I'm a bot."
Okay, so listen to this. You're now on a call because you forgot to pay your account. Okay, and now the agent is trying to get you to pay, and you say, "Look, I promise I'll pay." And you know, we actually have a facility right now, okay, where you can pay right now via telephone, okay? But we're not allowed to capture any of your payment details. Okay. I'm now going to be transferring the call to a robot, okay? And they're going to capture your details, and then the call will come back to me.
Yeah. So just your thing. You don't know if it's a bot or a human.
Yeah.
But I've had an interaction with a human that I was convinced was a bot.
Okay.
So I had an IM and I was convinced it was a bot. I was like, listen, I was actually being polite to the bot. Like my grandmother asking Google if it would please look for something. And then saying thank you when it did. But had this chat and I was like, listen, I'd prefer to do this with an operator on the phone. And literally that same person phoned me and says, I don't know why we were doing well on the IM, but like I'm the same guy. And I was like, oh, wow, you need to talk less like a robot. And it was weird. So, like, we've got to watch how customer experience. Mm-hmm. Bots are great, and humans are brilliant, but we must make sure that humans don't become
personality
bots.
Personality. It is.
But I think that's what we look for. I think if we're going to have a one-on-one connection, the experience of that one-on-one connection is that personal attention to detail and that empathy, that emotion. Mm. But, yeah, so I've seen it from humans as well. So to tell the difference sometimes between bots and humans – He's got a very robotic human.
But there's a time and a place. And I can tell you, from an accessibility point of view, if you wanted to get some information now and you can't get hold of the organization, okay, you'd far rather somebody 100%. Give you the information via, it doesn't have to be a bot that looks like a human being or talks like a human being, but it just has to have that intelligence behind it.
Absolutely. Okay.
And you can train it. And the interesting thing is, well, how do you make them actually part of the workforce?
Yeah.
And so we say what you should be doing is making them part of your workforce and giving supervisors, not only looking after agents, human beings in their team,
as well,
but have a bot as part of your team.
Because
then you can get the other guys, the peers, to QA what the bot is saying, and you can improve the answers
Brilliant.
More and more.
And that's the whole idea, like you said, continuous improvements all the time.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Well, cool. Thank you so much for joining us, Simon. It's been fantastic talking to you today. And once again, thanks for sponsoring this great event.
Absolute pleasure.
And we look forward to meeting with Anana Africa again in the future.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Well, that was fun, Brett. I enjoyed that chat.
It really was.
Fantastic.
And that was just one interview of so many great speakers here at the CX and Innovation Tech Fest.
Absolutely.
So, if you liked this interview and you liked hearing all the thoughts and future explorations, then there's more.
There is. It's on the Futurology CX page.
Yes.
So please go and find those on there. Also on iTunes. And of course, if you want to be inspired within your organization, drop us a line, because what you've experienced here, we're quite happy to come and set up a framework within your organizations. Because the inspirational part of moving beyond the disruption and the challenge of technology is important to you. So thank you, Brett. I've enjoyed our time.
Thank you, Michael. CliffCentral.com.